I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Europe's terror attacks, the assassination of Russia's ambassador, the Brexit, and Zika virus. 2016 was a year of memorable headlines. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA shares one you may not have heard.
Persecution is increasing overall throughout the world. And we're seeing it particularly in the Middle East, Central Asia, and in Africa. We're seeing the trend of it getting worse around the world. We're not seeing many cases of things getting better.
On January 11, Open Doors will release its 2017 World Watch List, a ranking of the world's 50 worst places to be a Christian. It's not just a handy set of facts, though. It's supposed to be a starting point for action.
The number one thing is to be praying for the countries on the World Watch List.
Find more on this story at our website, missionnews.org. And as many gear up for the new year, Slavic Gospel Association is in its final stages of preparing for Christmas in Russia through its ministry, Emmanuel's Child. But as support is distributed, churches prepare for outreach, and SGA staff start to travel to Russia. Will you pray? Eric Mock asks.
First of all, just pray for strength. When we travel across multiple time zones and do it quite frequently, it can be a little bit exhausting. But there are missionaries at SGA who are giving of their time and their lives to serve these churches. And we just ask that you would pray for them, the SGA staff, the travel, pray that their travel would be safe, and just lift them before the Lord that they would be encouraged.
Learn more about Emmanuel's Child, Christmas in Russia, at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for free. Just go to missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.